This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on April 21st. What was in Al Capone's vault? If you answered nothing, you're correct, but that didn't stop 30 million viewers from watching Geraldo Rivera's big reveal on this day in 1986. Viewers watched live as workers excavated the basement of Capone's former hideout on Chicago's South Side, expecting to find money, weapons, or even some decayed corpses. However, after a two-hour wait, all that was found inside were a couple of empty bottles. Surprising fact, if money had been found in the vault, it likely would have gone to the IRS. Capone owed more than $800,000 in back taxes at the time of his death. Also on this day in history, in 1918, German flying ace the Red Baron was killed during World War I. In 1989, Chinese students began protesting at Tiananmen Square. And in 2016, the musician Prince died. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.